Hey everybody, Simon Rettner here. Before we get to the podcast with Yaz Ahmed, the emerging, blossoming trumpeter, flugelhorn player, born in Bahrain, lives in the UK. Before we tell her story, we have a story to tell. And our story is that we are member-supported public radio, or public media, if you listen to this show as a podcast. Either way, we rely on people like you and your generous support to keeping institutions like WBGO and programs like The Checkout alive. And so now is your time to do that by giving us a call. Support The Checkout right now at 1-800-499-9246 or go online to wbgo.org. And thank you. Now on with the show with Yaz Ahmed.
I'm Yaz Ahmed. I'm a trumpet player and composer. I'm from the UK, and you're listening to my music on The Checkout. I kind of started out playing just for fun, as a hobby, and I went through a teenage stage where I hated playing and I would skip my trumpet lessons and make my teacher really angry. But then I got over all of that and realised, actually, I really like this. I like expressing myself. I really like telling people my story. And I think that was when I was about 18 that I decided, you know, I want to take this seriously. And I started studying jazz seriously and then went to university and then music college. And yeah, here I am now. I grew up in Bahrain, absorbed all the culture, the music, you know, the sounds and the smells. They kind of entered my psyche. I moved to the UK when I was 9, and that's when I started learning the trumpet. I kind of left my Bahraini identity, I suppose, and I became very British in a way, you know. I adapted to the culture. As I grew up, I kind of felt like there was something missing inside. I didn't feel like a whole person. About in my mid-20s, I discovered this amazing album by an oud player called Rabi Abu Khalil. The album is called Blue Camel. I stumbled across it because it had my favourite trumpet player on it, which is Kenny Wheeler. And so I listened to it, and there was this music that it was just so inviting and mysterious. It was mixing Arabic music with jazz, and it kind of struck a chord in me. You know, it made me think, hang on, I can mix the music of my childhood with the British jazz and the American jazz that I've been studying for so many years. And that's when I started rediscovering my roots, and you know, and I felt a great importance to tell people about my story and my mixed background, and it's very nourishing, made me feel whole. I'd like to play for you Jamil Jamal. This is one of my first compositions where I started experimenting with Arabic scales and Arabic rhythms. The rhythm of the music is kind of, it's not regular, it's quite jolted and it's quite kind of menacing. I tried to get the real flavours of Arabic music. A lot of Arabic music is very emotional, you know, it's very heartfelt. A lot of kind of Arabic pop songs, or they're always going on about death, people dying, you know, loved ones, you know, not loving you back and all of this kind of stuff. They're very dramatic. So I tried to get that drama in this piece. And also being influenced by called Slight Bitches Brew and Live Evil. Yeah, Miles Davis, sort of 70s kind of, I love all that stuff. Mixing acoustic instruments with electric instruments. Yeah, gorgeous blend. So that was Jamil Jamal by myself, Yaz Ahmed. It's from my album, The Saboteurs, and you're listening to my music on The Checkout from WBGO. Okay, so now you're listening to Les Saboteurs, which is the title track of my album. And this piece is inspired by and also dedicated to my inner saboteur. I gave her a name, which is Les Saboteurs, so that's French, sort of making her female. It's about that sort of menacing voice that's inside of, well, all of us, that sort of puts us down and tries to sabotage us, you know, like an anti-muse. This is one of the ways that I've been learning to battle these thoughts by creating music. And my partner, Noel Langley, who actually produced the album, he wrote a poem about my inner destroyer, which my Arabic teacher translated into Arabic, and you can hear her voice whispering these words, which are, she said she is my friend, but she is not to be trusted. So, and you can hear that, and we've reversed it a bit, so it's a little bit mysterious and seductive. That was Les Saboteurs, and I'm Yaz Ahmed. I haven't got to the point where I've actually consciously tried to sabotage anything, but I have had these thoughts, you know, like, oh, what if I sort of ran off stage or did something really crazy, like, I don't know, did something destructive, like throw my trumpet across the room. I've never got to that point, thankfully. Though I have worked with artists where, I think they've kind of got to an interesting stage in their lives. I could give you an example. I used to work with Lee Scratch Perry a lot, and he's absolutely bonkers. Like on stage, he would try to set his shoes on fire with a tiny little lighter. He wasn't very successful. and he'd shout abuse at the audience, throw water at them. Yeah, it was, I haven't got to that stage. So I'm not French, but I think the French language is very beautiful, and you can change a word so that it becomes a feminine word or masculine word. That's why instead of saying the saboteur, it's better to say it le saboteur or le saboteurs, however you like to pronounce it. Yeah, so it's given me, an identity. But also the album explores my optimistic self as well. Okay, so we're going to play Organ Eternal. And this is a cover of These New Puritans' song. These New Puritans, they are an art rock band that I work with from time to time. We actually played in New York in 2014 at the Bowery Ballroom. They've been a massive influence on my music recently, using electronics and using the studio as a composing tool, so like manipulating the recordings and that kind of thing. This piece is called Organ Eternal. I find it very uplifting and it is quite optimistic. It's kind of bright sounding, and I think it's a nice way to end the album. There's light at the end of all the darkness. Hey, I'm Yaz Ahmed. Thank you for listening to my music on The Checkout.
Organ Eternal, interpreted by the trumpeter Yaz Ahmed from her compelling recording, Les Saboteurs. And we thank her so much for speaking with us at this year's Winter Jazz Festival in New York City. A special thanks to our production intern, Anthony Nieves. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark, home of your jazz public radio station. And if you haven't supported us yet, now is the time to do so by giving us a call, 1-800-499-9246, or going online to wbgo.org. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.